Hey, this is Tori Esparza speaking, and I am going to talk about one of the memorable experiences down in Selma, Alabama. On day two, the main plan was to go on a tour with Miss Joanne Bland, which we had done. Although afterwards, we were given a few choices to really do what we wanted to. So a few classmates and I, including Corey Swanson, Nisa Swanson, Charity Wild, Kaylee Mish, Crystal Davis, and Kaylee Payne, had all decided to search the historical spots that we previously talked about as an entire group before going to Selma. These spots were presented to us in Mr. Wood's photo journal that we had received to inform us on some of the great historical spots that Selma had to offer. We did this instead of paying a $15 entry fee to get in the festival that we would be getting in for free the next day. To start our journey, we walked down next to St. James Hotel to take pictures of the Edmund Pettus Bridge from the side. In doing so, we were also realizing that we were standing on the same spot that Andrew Young had been standing when he watched the Freedom Marchers cross the bridge to get beaten by the police. Next, we walked down to see buildings like the Old Depot Museum, Brown Chapel, First Baptist Church, and the Public Safety Building, which all looked the same as they did in the photo journal. Therefore, we made our way to the Dallas County Courthouses to find out that the awning covering the old parking lot next to the courthouse had been replaced by a brick wall surrounding the parking lot. The entrance to the courthouse was a spot we took a few pictures at, due to it being the spot where C.T. Vivian had given Jim Clark an earful of his mind. Lastly, we almost made our way to the vans when we seen an antique store that we just had to go in. There were some interesting things in there, but the real eye-catcher was a poster that had Gandhi, Malcolm X, Mandela, Bob Marley, and President Obama's faces on there with a quote next to each of their heads that they had previously said. Once we had gotten a picture of the poster, we had then realized our time was up, so we met up with everyone at the vans across the street, which ended our adventure. I would also like to say, to add to that, it was an amazing experience, and I would totally recommend the trip to anyone and everyone. It really allows you to pick up the knowledge a whole lot better when you can visualize and speak to the people. I am Tori Esparza, and thanks for listening to the one of the many unforgettable moments in Selma, Alabama.